I'm Karen Given. It's time for three stories you should know. We're down to just four teams vying for the World Series, and I know one of our guests this week is very excited about that. Sports Illustrated's Charlotte Wilder, welcome back.
Thank you, Karen. I'm thrilled to be here.
So, Jason Gay, Wall Street Journal, I guess that means you're playing the role of the person who is not excited about this baseball postseason.
I'm ambivalent about everything, Karen. You know that.
All right, Charlotte, take it away.
I am super excited about the Red Sox, which made being in the press box when they clinched really, really interesting. I got some bad looks. I couldn't watch for the end of the ninth inning because I was so nervous, and then I freaked out when they won, and I was like, "This is wildly unprofessional."
In the press box.
Yeah, no one liked that.
Did you uncork champagne on anyone in the locker room?
Yeah, it was like Cracker Jacks flying up in the air in the box. No, but I think I was super invested in the ALDS, as I think a lot of people were. Because, Yankees Red Sox, first time meeting in the postseason since 2004, when I was also really invested. But what was interesting to me about this series is that I went into it assuming that every fan would be jazzed for the rivalry. And yet, when I went to Fenway and Yankee Stadium, also, I found that fans weren't as dedicated to hating the other team as I expected them to be.
Do you think that part of the issue, I mean, besides the fact that the dragon was slain in 2004, but also the Red Sox and the Yankees, these current teams are kind of likable. They don't have enough jerks, the Red Sox
exactly.
and Yankees. They need more jerks for that rivalry to be really a thing.
No, Jason, that's exactly what people said at Fenway. They were like, we don't have the same characters. You know, there's not a lot not to like about Aaron Judge.
Nice guy. Seems nice.
He was delightful.
Like to have him over for dinner.
I go into the locker room and I get yelled at by Yankees PR for trying to talk to him, and Judge was like, sorry. Like, he was very nice about it.
All right, Jason, what do you think?
I think the Houston Astros fans are sick of the Red Sox and the Yankees. They were so annoyed that they had to play all their games. What were they playing their games at 8 in the morning for the Red Sox and the Yankees to play in prime time? The Astros are just fed up with all this East Coast media bias.
So speaking of East Coast media bias, we should acknowledge the media bias of this panel, which is we are three Red Sox fans, right?
I mean, Jason doesn't care about anything.
I'm sated, Karen. I'm sated. Like, three titles in 15 years will do that to you.
You were wearing a Red Sox jersey, so
it's
just pointing it out.
It was a Babe Ruth jersey, however.
I'm not even going to pretend, Karen. I'm a homer.
Right. But Jason, what you just said about being sated is exactly my thoughts. I keep hearing people say, and this is crazy to me, like, oh, the Red Sox are playing a lot better than they have recently.
Yeah.
Like, they're due. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't actually need another championship.
Winners are never satisfied, Karen.
Yeah.
Put your head in the game.
5 years ago.
You realize, Karen, that there are six-year-olds in New England who have only been to one Duck Boat Red Sox parade,
It's horrifying.
And they have waited long enough.
Think of the children. All right, so I want to move us out of New England and talk about Jimmy Butler. He had an exciting return to Minnesota Timberwolves practice on Wednesday. Butler's looking for a trade, and to facilitate a trade, he reportedly played brilliantly during practice while screaming things like, "You bleeping need me," and other things I can't see on the radio. And then he sat down with ESPN's Rachel Nichols.
Was it the right way to do it? No. But I can't control that when I'm out there competing. Like, that's my love of the game. That's raw me. Me at my finest. Me at my purest. That's what you're going to get inside the lines.
And I was going to say, is it not the right way for it to come out? Do you think it was the wrong thing to do, or was it an okay thing to do?
I think that I was honest.
Okay, let's try that again. Yes. Yes, it was the wrong thing to do. Look, I know it's ridiculous to expect athletes to be role models. They're not elementary school teachers, after all. They're athletes. But as frustrating as your situation might be, if you are an athlete, kids are going to do what you do. So it's not okay. Maybe understandable, but not okay. Charlotte, I know you sometimes enjoy it when the NBA ventures into WWE territory, so I'm going to let you go first.
You know me too well, Karen. This is a little concerning. I'm worried about my reputation. Look, I think that what athletes are very good at these days is owning a news cycle. Jimmy Butler knew exactly what he was doing, and the report about his practice came out, and 2 hours later, he was on The Jump with Rachel. I don't really care. Like, I don't know if I would say it's okay or not. I think that kids are going to act like idiots no matter what. So I don't think that one athlete trying to get more airtime is necessarily going to be like a role model issue. I do think that if I were his teammates, I'd be like, what are you doing, man? But I think that it's all pretty calculated.
Charlotte, so cynical. You think the fact that ESPN was on Timberwolves campus for this meltdown with advance warning was somehow a bit of choreography on Team Butler's part?
Jason, I don't want to say I said that, but I didn't not say that.
Karen, also, I have seen you walk into the studio saying you bleep and need me. So I don't know if you're one to cast stones. You know, this is where the NBA is now. It's almost become less in common with a traditional sports league and more like the Marvel comic universe, where these players are kind of superhero-like and they have enemies both on their own squads and on squads elsewhere.
I'm just going to leave it at, you know, Charlotte made the point that the media is being used here. And as a member of the media, I'm just going to say, I don't like being used.
Really? I'm like totally okay with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me those clicks.
Yeah, yeah. Just use me up. Fine, I don't care.
Bill Withers.
All right, gang. You probably know that once more, the Alabama Crimson Tide are the number one college football team in the country. And you surely know that Alabama head coach Nick Saban's hair is once again silky and lustrous.
It's really nice.
But all is not well in Tuscaloosa because those bratty, good-for-nothing Alabama students are getting increasingly ambivalent about attending one-sided football games.
No.
Once more, Nick Saban is on the warpath against his own student body. We're talking friendly fire for their paltry attendance at Crimson Tide football games. His poor Crimson Tide players look up in the stands in the middle of games, and it looks like a Miami Marlins game up there. Look, here is a thought for Alabama. Play some exciting football games that begin at reasonable times. Nick Saban actually got himself worked up about the student crowd at a football game that began at 11 a.m., Charlotte. 11 a.m. on a Saturday. Does he realize that it's illegal for a college student to wake up before noon on a weekend? Also, Alabama was playing Louisiana Lafayette. I mean, no disrespect to Louisiana Lafayette, but do you know what the score was at halftime?
What was the score?
It was 795,000 to nothing. Okay. No, it was 49 to nothing. It was 49 to nothing at the half.
Part of me, this is a little weird of a take, I realize. Part of me kind of sees where he's coming from.
Okay, I want to hear it.
I do, because, like, here's this team that you've devoted your life to making this insane powerhouse, and you are the best college football team that has maybe ever existed.
Yeah.
And then people stop going to your games. I'd be like, what did I, like, are you kidding me? I did this for you. I mean, I also did this for the millions of dollars I paid and the prestige and the chance to, you know, do whatever I want after this. But I do kind of understand.
But Charlotte, you are a fancy pants traveling Sports Illustrated correspondent now. You have been to these major college events. You know that big time college sports in 2018, the last thing it has anything to do with are students. It's about boosters and television and primetime and sponsors.
Okay, here's a thought. Maybe they should pay the students to go to the games.
Now you're talking, Charlotte Wilder. That is perfect. Exactly.
Amateurism needs to die.
What would get you out of bed before noon? What's a figure? I would need a number here.
Oh, it doesn't take much for a college student, really.
Yeah, in college, if you paid me like $20 to go to a football game, I'd
$20.
Like, totally.
Now, I believe this is an NCAA violation, I support
but less
it.
Of a violation than paying the players.
Right. You could also give me just like a pair of sneakers and an Escalade.
Ooh, okay.
And then I'd definitely go.
I mean, to me, this whole thing reeks of like kids get off my lawn, right? Like, because
old man yelling at clouds.
Right. Like, student attendance numbers are down across the board in college football.
Yep.
Schools are having to do more to attract fans. They're offering free Wi-Fi. They're selling beer. You know what? Maybe students just have better things to do with their time. I know that Nick Saban and a certain segment of the population is going to feel awful about this, right? Like, this was a thing that was really important to them at this point in their lives. And now it's not as important. But you know what? That's like the progress of human history.
No, Karen, I think the kids are getting soft.
You know what I think, Karen?
Yeah.
I think you bleep and need me.
My guests for this week's edition of Three Stories You Should Know have been Sports Illustrated's Charlotte Wilder and The Wall Street Journal's Jason Gay. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Karen. Always super fun.
Thanks, Karen. You know I didn't want to be here.